Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, man.
It is truly a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Baltimore's looking forward to seeing you Thursday night after the screening of Say Anything at the Lyric. I want to talk to you about music. Music is such a recurring theme in a lot of your work. You've got the classic boombox scene in Say Anything, of course. We'll talk about that in a minute. The great soundtrack that Joe Strummer of The Clash did for Gross Point Blank. High Fidelity, of course, the quintessential record snob movie, and your great work as Brian Wilson, too. What is the significance of music in your life's work?
Well, you know, it depends. You know, when if you look at a movie sometimes and you see a very traditional kind of sappy score, it can sort of ruin a movie. So to me, it's a crucial part of, it just matters, you know.
Absolutely.
The sonics. So, it can make or break a movie. So I always just, when I could influence over it, which is when I'm producing stuff and starring in them, or I have a lot of control over that, so I try to fill it with the best stuff I can get.
Mm-hmm. So as a young guy, when you did Say Anything, did you have much input into the great music of that movie, or were you just on the Cameron Crowe train?
No, just because Cameron and I were making it, and we were both young, so we both were finding the music for it, and he's incredibly passionate about music too, so we were sort of jamming together.
Well, it is certainly one of the things that has drawn me to all of your work. The movies that I just mentioned are just fantastic, and you know, we've been watching you since you were a kid, and I for one, you know, I like to spot people on the screen early on and go, okay, that's going to be somebody, that's going to be something right there, and we all spotted that with you really early on, and I'm really happy for what's happened to you and your career.
Thank you, that's so nice of you to say.
Let's talk about Say Anything in the event that's coming up. Tell me about the boombox scene. Did you have any idea when you filmed it or when you saw the movie that that was going to become seriously a part of American culture? It truly is.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we did it, we knew it was sort of a grand gesture, and so I was more interested in making sure we sort of earned it, because I think the reason it works is probably because the rest of the movie works and it builds up to that. So, I didn't want to put the cart before the horse. I wanted to make the movie really great and then sort of go for it with that. So I was aware it could be good, could be something memorable if the movie was good. So, but yeah, it looked like it was a...
It most certainly was memorable. I mean, how many forlorn young men since the movie came out have stood outside their girlfriend's window with a boombox in their hand? You know it's happened.
Yeah, I'm sure now, except now they probably get the ticket for stalking. Yeah.
Can you give us a little sneak preview of what you have planned for the event at the Lyric?
Well, usually it's been really fun because, you know, usually when you'd make a movie, you'd have to go off and press tours and you'd go to lots of screenings and do Q&As after, and... So I'm used to doing a lot of them, and this one is the company called me up and said, hey, you know, you want to screen some of your old movies and some of your new movies, and some in the middle. And I said, well, if people want to go see them, you know, it's fun to see them in these nice, really beautiful halls and, packed with people, and people seem to be having a really good time. And then the Q&As get pretty raucous because we just take questions from the audience, and people can ask anything they want about movies or about whatever you want to talk about. I think as long as people are enjoying them, I'll do them because they're fun.
You're in for a good night, and you're going to love the Lyric.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, people have been having a good time, so it's nice to see people happy in a packed house and people, having a good time together.
Have you had any time in Baltimore ever?
Yeah, I spent some time there. I played Edgar Allan Poe, so I went down there to do some research, and I've been through Baltimore a few times. I like that town a lot. Yeah, no, I dig Baltimore.
That's awesome. Remember, crab cakes are on us when you come.
All right, man. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, thank you very much talking to us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day.